Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, Nicole. It's 2311-0A01-0023.
Say that one more time.
0023.
3091. Okay, let me just look up your file. And is this Esther Beauty Salon?
Yes.
Yes. And is this Pedro?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I have four questions for you guys before I start everything. How long is the time to pay you guys back?
It really depends on exactly what you're looking for. If I can, let me confirm some info from you real quick so I can make sure I have the right file, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay, all right.
Is the billing, is the address over there still 530 Belvedere Road?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is the phone number best to reach you at 561-833-3079?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and why don't you, we have a lot of programs depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for, and then I'll point you in the right direction from there.
I'm looking for $100,000. I'm planning to start a franchise. It's a nation. And it's, they're asking me for, I have everything ready, but I don't have the $75,000 that they need for me, you know, to pay the lawyers and all that. So this is a good business. It's a business that is all planned out and, you know, work out immediately. But I need the, I say $100,000 because I probably know I need more. I don't want to get short in what they're asking me for. So just to have it on the bank account. You know, just to pay the lawyers, the attorney's fees, and stuff like that. Because they lend me the rest of the money. They just want me to have $75,000 on the account, my bank account. So that's what I need, $100,000, and, you know, I pay it back as soon as I can. So, but I need to know the length of time that you guys lend it for.
Okay. So for our working capital programs, the terms fall between 3 months and 3 years.
3 years?
Okay. Is the longest, yes.
Is the longest? Okay, because...
is any of this money being used for equipment, or is this all just...
No, just for fees and, you know, like, if I have to... Maybe the like 3 months for rent, in case it's something, you know, is not making enough money at this point in time.
Yeah,
but
weekend,
this is a year, and this is all calculated by franchise.
So you're like the right on the main statement?
They open, so.
Okay.
I just want that money. I mean, I just need the money. But what I say is high rate, interest rate.
It depends on what you would qualify for. What we would do here is take a look at everything and then qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then work backwards with you on how much you want to take and your payback and everything like that.
If you have the application,
You don't need collateral, or you don't need merchant accounts involved or anything like that.
For the working capital, we do not take collateral. It's an unsecured cash loan. But we would need to take a look at your business bank statements and your tax return.
Okay, because I don't declare that much of money. You know, I declare a lot of money, but I declare a lot of expenses too. So that's how it is.
If you didn't have a specific...
Okay.
I also closed my account number, my account, but I'm planning to open another one, but I close it right now. So I just went to my personal account.
Okay, when did you close the business account?
Like probably...
From there. As long as we have kind of...
Months ago, something like that. But because I really didn't need that much because my business is all cash. I have a merchant account, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't use it for anything, so I haven't opened it, but I obviously I'm gonna have to open it. I plan to have another business.
Okay. Okay. So you use your you use your personal account for your banking?
Yes. You can see the whole. I mean, the whole money coming in $8,000, $9,000 every month. But at the end of the year, when I declare taxes, I declare all expenses, so I don't have to pay that much money. You know, like everybody does.
Okay. We can look at your personal account as well. We just need to see the cash flow, the money coming in. So if it's done through your personal, if it's done through a business, whichever account you use, that's the account we would need to look at. And as for the tax return, we're looking at your your top line revenue, your gross sales, not the bottom line, not what you guys deduct. How much did you do in your gross annual sales last year?
Gross sales the last year, I don't remember, but it's always around 50,000, 60,000. You know, that's the sales and the credit card. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
And the total and the credit card is like 50,000, 60,000. But and the amount of money that I put in the income tax is like the last year was 100,000, 112,000, 100,000. I don't know how much it was exactly. But I got around 90,000, 100,000. So
is that what you claimed on your taxes last year?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And for your, do you guys take credit cards for payments over there?
Yes. The credit card is for a sale. The credit card sales is 50,000, 60,000.
Okay, so that's a big chunk of your, merchant sales. Okay, perfect. So we would also want to look at the past 4 months of your merchant account.
I'm going to have to ask them to send me because I have a Square, and they send me always, so at the end of the year, they send me a statement, but I really don't care, and then I never get it out, but I'm going to have to get in touch with them, see if I can get a paperwork, something.
You use Square for your merchant payments?
Yes.
Okay, there should be a way to log into your account and just bring up the monthly breakdowns.
Oh, okay. All right, I can look into that. But what I want to say, so I need the tax return. Okay, for how many years?
Just the most previous. You don't have to write any of this down. I will before we get off the phone. I'll grab your email and I will send you an email that has a list of the things we would need along with the application. So you don't have to worry about writing any of this down right now.
What I'm doing right now is shopping. I see which one you have to offer me, and I have a bunch of the paperwork that I have to call them.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of like you guys send me this paper. I have more of that, those different ones. So I have to call and shop which one is the best choice. Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay.
My email and send me an email.
Have you applied with anybody yet?
No. I'm just shopping. I don't want to need more than 100,000. Just need to know which one is the best way for me to go.
Definitely. No, I understand. How soon would you be needing this money?
Who might be that point of contact?
I should have yesterday. I'm stopping. I'm taking my time because as soon as I have the money, I call them and they will start working with me. And I have to get the lawyer, the attorneys, and all the things. And I have to start working, going to Maryland or up north to the course and then for 4 days course. And I have to start doing this and start the construction and all these things. So.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay, perfect. And you have a beauty salon now. What is the franchise that you're opening?
Gymnasium. They call it Snap Fitness. Snap Fitness.
Hey, Melvin.
It's very, very good. You can look into it.
What is it called?
Snap.
Snap.
Okay. S-N-A-P. business, like advertising.
Oh, okay.
Fitness. Are you about to do exercise to gym?
Okay, and is it another salon, or what is it?
No, it's not a salon, it's a gym.
Oh, gym, okay.
Where you going to do exercise.
Okay.
4 hours at a gym, and it's a good thing. It's a very good gym.
Okay. And do you guys have, when you went through to open the franchise for this gym, is it, do you guys have the equipment and everything taken care of for that?
Yes.
Okay.
We need a loan for the equipment and everything for the, you know, to all this, do this, all that. All that is taken care of. I just need the money. They want me to have $75,000, but obviously, you never know.
Okay.
I have a loan in the account, so it's better for me. You never know. It's something, any extra expenses that come out, you want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, better safe than sorry. How would you rate your credit?
My credit is on the 650 or 700, but it goes up and down because I use the credit card. So every time you use it, it goes down, and I pay it off, and it goes up, and it goes down, and it goes up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game of strong, you know what I mean?
It always is, yeah.
right now, yes, it's always a... So you can look today, and then in a month, 2 months, I will pay it off, the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, it's up again because I'm using it again. So, I don't know. It's a game.
Okay. Have you went to...
Around 650, 700.
Okay. Have you went to your bank for any type of financing?
No. I don't do anything to the bank because the banks, they give you so much trouble. By the time you finish with them, you're out. You didn't get anything from them. So.
Definitely.
Different people, yeah. Yes, I'd rather use a private investor or something than, you know, because it's hard to.
Yeah, banks can make it difficult.
They usually use someone else. They don't get the money from them. They get a commission. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's why so much dough.
Okay. So what I could do for you here is I can go ahead and send you an email with the application and the short list of documents I would need from you. Once you get them into me, I can get you your approval and everything within 24, 48 hours. Okay. If it makes sense for you and it's what you want to take, then we can have the money in your account the next day.
Okay.
So we can work fairly quickly for you here because I do know you're on a time crunch. And you need this as soon as possible so you can go ahead and get started with opening the gym. So what's a good email to send this over to you?
It's pedro.million@att.net.
att.net. Okay, so I will go ahead when we get off the phone, and I will send this over to you. When do you think you would be able to get the documents into me?
Well, let me, like I say, I'm shopping, so I have to look at least between today and tomorrow. I look into this paperwork, and then I choose one. So from there I go. If anything, I call you guys back anyway. What is your name?
Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. I call at least today, you know, I choose someone else, or I'm going to get back to you guys, so you know what I mean? I leave to call you guys.
Okay, that's no problem. And, you know, just because you are shopping around, I'll just throw it out there. We do have a match or beat policy here. So if you were to get an approval through somebody else and you send that along over to me, then we will work around that approval and we can usually beat what they give you.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah, so we will definitely, you know, we'll try to get you the best possible, you know, approvals over here.
Okay. All right, Nicole. So you got my email. Send me the paperwork, and I get it out, and then from there I go.
All right. Sounds good. I will talk to you. I will follow up with you in a few days if I don't hear anything back, and I'll go ahead and send this email out as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay, Nicole. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.